Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Well, good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna. Today is Sunday, January 31st, 2021. We're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening, we will be honoring our frontline essential workers. So, if there are any workers that you would like to honor, and that would be drivers, supermarket workers, law enforcement, you know, your first responders, firefighters, please certainly do let us know. You can give us a call, and you can do that at 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894, or just shoot us an email. Just tell us their name and what they do. That will be perfectly fine. Send that to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Okay, again, the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? So the proper etiquette would be for me to answer that question, as I do every week. We know that we have listeners of all ages, and we know that we have listeners that are new each week, and I want to welcome all of you. Our new listeners, as well as our first-timers. Etiquette is just a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Excuse me, the word etiquette is from a French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, because they copied the rules from the French court. And so what happened, the result was that these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos out to you, Charles I and II. So excited about that. And also excited again to talk about our frontline workers, our frontline essential workers. Of course, these are the people who really keep the world going, you know. These are the persons who have not had an opportunity to be off. They're so very needed. And so we'll be delighted for you to call and shout them out. Or if you're a little shocked, you can just simply send us an email, as some of you are doing, and I'll be more than delighted to read those. Okay? So I'm going to pull on here. Let's see. Our co-host here, Elaine Johnson. Elaine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to make it on. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Hi, happy Sunday to you. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I not too long got in. My son had his relaunch of his business, his re-grand opening, if you will. So shout out to Garrett JP there. And it was really nice, and so really proud of him, and just certainly continuing to wish him well. So not too long ago, I just got back in. I said, oh, we've got a show to do. So, hey, let's get it going.
Well, congratulations to him.
Yes, absolutely. So, listen, I know last week we honored our healthcare workers. And it was wonderful because, you know, a lot of people did, they sent us messages about their friends and loved ones who worked in the healthcare industry. And then my special co-host/guest last week, she was in healthcare for, I think, 13 years, and she just actually transitioned into another side of healthcare. And so now she's a transition coordinator. I'll talk about transitions, transition coordinator for a nonprofit organization in Ohio. So, and we know that there are several people that are working in the healthcare industry. They are either, with 2020, what they're saying is it's just been so an impactful year. It's been, you know, kind of a stressful year. And they, depending on what side of healthcare they work in, some of them are saying it's just been too much, and they are transitioning to other areas, or some of them are actually transitioning out. As a matter of fact, I think we had a caller or someone that sent us a message. I can't remember which one, but they were asking Andrea, who was our featured guest last week. They were asking her what would be the best way, or they were asking her some ways to be able to kind of transition and to get out of that industry. And well, so, because, you know, I believe the healthcare industry, it's very challenging within itself. And we talked about it last week. I started by talking about my mom, who was a nurse for over 40 years. And that's just a field that you have to love, being in that field. Truly with a passion, because if not, number one, you're not going to last, you know, that long. And number two, it's just, you know, it's a gift and a passion. And it's admirable for people who work in that field, because, and, you know, generally when you talk about healthcare, the first thing that comes to your mind, what are people who need care, right?
Right.
They're sick. Yeah, sick, or you're providing some kind of preventive care or something like that. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the coordinators and the doctors, I found that during this virus, a lot of the frontline workers are the younger doctors, the ones that are like 65 that's still working. They are like replacing the younger ones because they're trying to keep them from being exposed because they're all so overwhelmed. They're maxed out everywhere. And so you've got to take care of the people, the preventive care, as well as the ones who are very ill.
That's interesting that you would bring that up, but I certainly do believe that is accurate. And I know you have a lot of experience interfacing with healthcare workers, healthcare providers. And, yeah, you know, the ones that are directly on the front lines, and you know, we kind of talked about it last week about not only are they being impacted, you know, by the patients and providing care, but it's so important that they also try to make sure they care for themselves, and they need care as well.
Yes.
And so that is just, that's really important. And so we, again, shout out to healthcare workers. I think we remember seeing a couple emails regarding healthcare workers. In fact, here is an email. It says, Miss Donna, I want to honor my Aunt Sylvia, who is a doctor in Las Vegas. Dr. Krum. She has gotten COVID twice and recovered. She is back to seeing patients today. As a matter of fact, thank you. And this is Lois, Lois in Las Vegas. Lois, thank you for certainly sharing that. So, wow, so she's gotten COVID twice and she's recovered. You know, praise God that she has recovered. And so that has to be a passion. I mean, she's right back out there. And so she, you know, obviously it's all about patient care because she is back and working at this particular time. So, wow, we certainly do send kudos out to her.
You know, I consider myself a professional patient. I was diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer in 1990. And I think I have about 12 doctors on my team. Five that I see every 6 months. And I, when the virus first was out there, I made sure that I contacted the coordinators, like you said, the patient coordinators, and to just give them, I let them know that I was thinking of them and just saying, be safe. And to let the doctor know, like my primary care, let my team know that I was thinking of them being on the front line as well. And that was important to me because if they take care of us, and I think they are just people like us with a different profession, and we need to let them know that we care about them, we appreciate it, by reaching out to them and seeing how they are as a person.
That's an excellent, absolute excellent point. In fact, you know what, I'm receiving messages if it's okay to shout out healthcare people. Yeah, that's perfectly fine, even though we had designated it for last week and then this week for the other frontline essential workers, but they're all frontline essential workers. So certainly if you did not have an opportunity to send us anything for last week or to, you know, know about it, that is perfectly fine. So if you want to shout out healthcare workers or anybody that are considered our frontline essential workers. But yeah, that, you know what, that's a great idea. And in fact, I didn't think about that last week because when we're talking about the front line, we did not want to skip over those in the office, those when we first walk into the office, those are frontline people as well. Your administrative people that you interact with. And so absolutely, we want to shout them out and we want to thank them as well, because whether it's in a private office or whether it's in a hospital, it doesn't matter where, you know, which particular area they're in, the doctors or the nurses, they could not do their job effectively if they were trying to check patients in and so on and so forth. So that is a really great point. So we do want to thank those of you that sit in the position where you are greeting patients and you are checking them in and you are registering patients, and you most certainly are frontline workers as well, and we salute you as well. So thank you for that. That is an absolute great idea. I'm looking at... Let's see. This one says, Miss Donna, I appreciate you and your shows. My mom is a nurse, and I know you did that show last week, but I found out late. Her name is Louise. She caught COVID, but she's doing well now, although two of her friends have passed away. Her name is Vivian Orr. Vivian, we certainly do salute you. We absolutely do salute you. And that, you know, again, and it's not a problem if you want to call in and call in or, you know, send us a message about healthcare workers. That's fine. We'll just do all the frontline essential workers. They're all essential. A lot of people, especially being in quarantine, a lot of people basically depend totally upon drivers, your delivery drivers. And so we definitely want to say thank you to them because, you know, whether you're quarantined or whether you cannot physically get out to go do your own shopping, and I believe pretty much every shopping facility at this point, every supermarket or if you go to the farmer's market, I believe all of them have an opportunity for you to take advantage of just calling in or logging in to order and having your food delivered to you. So that is very, very essential. And whether you can get out to get your food or not, or whether you select not to do so, it's great to be able to have that option. And so these people are definitely working, and they're working hard. So once again, feel free to join our conversation. You can call 516-418-5894, shout out your delivery drivers. Then go ahead and start going to the phone and picking up some of our callers. I will refer to you by the last four digits in your phone number, and you will know that I am referring to you. The last four digits here is 8049. Hello. 8049. Okay, they may be just kind of listening to the show, which that's perfectly fine. Okay, so we have another number. That's 5012. 5012, last four digits, 012. All right, they may be listening as well. Okay, let's go to extension 1328. Extension 1328, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Miss Donna?
Doing great. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you as well. And hello, Miss Co-host.
Oh, hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you as well. I think
thank
I'm
you.
Kind of, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go right ahead.
Oh. Is it fine? I do understand last week was actually a wonderful show going towards our health workers and things of that nature. But also I want to give a shout out to my son-in-law. How can I explain? He, actually give dialysis, but now he repairs the equipment. So therefore he still is, you know, like out in front as well. Because, mm-hmm. of course, a lot of people, of course, still need to have that service done. And if they can't have the service, if he's not out repairing the equipment and, you know, doing all the measurements and things of that nature. And so his name is Michael Thompson. Definitely want to give a shout out to him. I do want to give a shout out to another coworker of mine who is a part-time firefighter. So I want to also give a shout out to John Abelay as well, because it is essential to have these things as well going on during a time like this. I mean, very essential.
And it's John Abelay, did you say it?
Yes. John Abelay.
Okay. And Michael Thompson, right?
Yes.
And so, Michael and John, we honor you right now, and we appreciate the work that you are doing, and you're being right out there on the front line. allowing us to be able to continue, you know, for the country to continue running. And so we certainly do applaud you, you both for that. Thank you so much.
We absolutely do.
Well, thank you guys. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for this. This is much needed.
Well, it is certainly a pleasure, and thank you so much for calling in to shout them out. We so appreciate it. And so you guys, don't be shy. Go ahead. You can certainly join in on the conversation as well, 516-418-5894. Your delivery drivers, your firefighters, any of your law enforcement, restaurant workers. Let's not leave out the pharmacy staff, right? You know, the pharmacy staff.
True.
Yeah, they are very essential because no matter what is going on and you have medication, you need your medication. And so as far as
you know,
I know,
they get, you know, they don't get a pass from the virus either. And they get sick just like everyone else. So it's not, it's, you know, a shortage in just about every job there is. So it's like with the pharmacy, it's not as many workers. And the same thing with the groceries and deliveries. It's not the same number of people. They get sick as well. And, you know, it, but they still are working hard to make sure that we get what we need. And, you know, I think we should applaud them for that.
That is absolutely correct, because without them, a lot of us would be up the creek without a panel. For all of them. And like you said, yeah, they, you know, they get sick as well, and they're just, you know, still out there, and they are assisting our country to continue to run. And you know what? And you really don't. And one of the main reasons I wanted to do this is because you really don't think about. You really, I mean, when you're used to having and going and picking things up and so on and so forth, you usually don't really have a second thought. Most of us don't have a, when you get into a situation like we've got, well, we're still in it, the pandemic, where a lot of businesses have closed down and some of them you cannot necessarily get to. But with a lot of these, especially the drivers, you know, they come to you. And so that is just, you know, I can't stress the importance of that enough. And you all can feel free to join the conversation as well, or you can certainly, yes, you can send us your email, missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Here is one that I'm looking at. It says, Miss Donna, thanks for this opportunity to shout out my Uber driver, Jarrell Moore. He is great, and I don't know how I would get to work without him. This is Sarah in Covington, Georgia. Thank you, Sarah, for shouting out Jarrell, and I'm sure he is very appreciative of that as well. And so, yes, it's very, very important. And let's see here. And I'm thinking even the and of course the first responders, we haven't talked about the first responders. And can you imagine the, you know, how they feel once they get a call and they have to go to a residence or to a business? I'm sure they already have anxiety in the first place, but then the anxiety part of thinking, you know, I may be exposed to COVID or what. And so it's amazing. And you all, we certainly do thank you all for continuing to work. We thank you for that. And were you going to make a comment, Elaine?
Oh, no, I was just saying thank you, you know, as well, because they're out there, they're just going with the call. They don't know if you're picking up someone who's infected or not, you know, a carrier. They don't know. But they still taking them. And I'm sure that's not, there's a lot of anxiety. You know, you take them into the hospital and you're in the emergency room and there's just lots of other EMTs right there with you in the same position. It's going to be a highly stressful situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let's not leave out the airport workers, because they have gone back to work. And I understand, of course, the last couple of holidays, they said, you know, travel was at an all-time high. And so they are certainly back at work. I can only imagine how the flight attendants are feeling right now, working. And so, you know, we certainly do thank the, because, I mean, there are still people that do have to travel. You know, considering, you know, everyone doesn't necessarily just travel only for pleasure. You know, there's a lot of people that must continue to travel for business. And so we certainly do shout them out as well, the airport workers, you know, of course, the pilots, flight attendants, the baggage people that check in your bag. I guess the ones that work at the desk, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with their actual title. But we all know who they are because we have to check in with them when we go. So we certainly do want to shout them out as well. And we appreciate you all as well for what you do. Here's one. Miss Donna, Etiquette Lady, thank you for the great shows and thanks for taking time to honor frontline workers. My son works at the supermarket and has worked a lot of overtime because many employees are afraid to work. His name is Sam Rogers. Thank you so much. We live in Texas. Okay, well, thank you so much for shouting out, Sam. And so, wow, yeah, I can imagine. I can only imagine, really, of because of the close contact with the customers as you're checking customers out and so on and so forth. Now, I noticed that in the stores, and I believe this may be the case in pretty much all the supermarkets, that they have installed a lot of the shields. I don't think they're glass. I think the majority of the ones I've seen have been plastic type shields.
Yes.
And I think that may give them some kind of sense of a little more comfort of not necessarily coming directly in contact, you know, with the customers, or the customers feeling a little more comfortable not coming directly in contact with the cashiers, if you will. So I believe that may give some sort of sense of comfort, even though I've seen some at some of the customer service desks that some of them are designed that I happen to observe that the customer actually has to stand off to the side of it to be able to actually communicate with the person that is behind the desk. That's just been one of my observations, because I've looked and thought to myself, oh, okay, so they tried to make this work, but actually, you know, it's probably off about 6 inches, so they still have to have that contact. And but, you know, it's just the thought that counts of them trying to do something. But in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are honoring our frontline essential workers, including our healthcare workers as well. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in just a moment, so don't go away.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease. A disease that affects 1 in every 7 Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 833-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. DNA Professional Dry Cleaners is an extraordinary one-stop shop for all your dry cleaning needs. In addition to clothing, drapes, comforters, and alteration services, we also provide tablecloth and napkin cleaning for corporate clients, including restaurants, hotels, and event centers. DNA Professional Dry Cleaners has a family-friendly atmosphere and quality customer service. We are so serious about taking care of our customers that if you can't come to us, we can come to you with our convenient pickup and delivery service. We offer same-day services, discounts on all prepaid orders, will notify you electronically when your order is ready, and we also provide statements and receipts. DNA Professional Dry Cleaners is located 822 Hambrick Road, Suite A, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Call 404-748-1602. 404-748-1602. Our goal is your complete satisfaction. DNA Professional Dry Cleaner. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com.
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your 13th anniversary of What is Etiquette Anyway? Talk show. Wow, 13 years of making the world a polite place to live.
Tired of making hyped-up New Year's resolutions that seem to disappear after a short period of time? Common ones are,
I'm going to eat better,
and lose weight,
spend less money, study more.
Statistics prove that most New Year's resolutions are broken by the end of February. Why not set a goal to make a daily lifestyle change? Create a faith or vision board using words or pictures of the changes you would like to see and move toward them daily. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain and run with it. Have a blessed and prosperous new year.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
We are back, and we are honoring our frontline essential workers. And you can feel free to join the conversation at 516-418-5894. You can continue sending your messages. We've been talking about, in case you've just joined us, we've been talking about drivers, supermarket workers, law enforcement, first responders, restaurant workers. We've talked about pharmacy staff. We've talked about medical staff. The front line, and Elaine, I'm just so glad that you brought this up. The administrative that you interface with before you even have an opportunity to see the doctor, or you're going in for x-rays, or whatever it is you're doing. So we're just certainly delighted to be able to honor them as well. Here's one. It says, Ms. Donna, I'd like to honor my mom, Candace Lane. She is a single parent who lost her job due to COVID, and she now drives for Uber 7 days a week to take care of her 3 children. I thank and love her. And this is Missy in Atlanta. And then she has, thanks, Miss Donna. Well, Missy, thank you for sharing that with us. And Candace, we certainly do salute you. So Elaine, she says she's driving 7 days a week, well, with them, you know, to take care of the 3 children, and certainly do salute her.
That's what I think. You know, the general public probably do not realize that the first responders and essential workers are working very long hours because of the shortage. I have a friend, her daughter is working double shift. She's a nurse. My granddaughter is in X-ray and she's working 12-hour days. I have a friend who works at the grocery store, who's doing the same thing. So the people who, the essential workers that are still healthy, are working extremely long hours during this pandemic. And I don't know if people think that they're just working their regular shifts. That's not true, because there are so many, many people ill that they are working extra long hours.
Again, that is an excellent point. I know I invited one of my nieces last week. I wanted to honor her, Nicole. She's in Michigan, and she was actually working last Sunday. And so I do. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because she is, I believe she's an X-ray tech, I do believe, and she's been doing it for years, and yeah, she was actually working as well. So that's a really good point of, you know, talking about how many hours and the extra hours, and of course, you know, with the one message that we did receive saying that she was working 7 days a week, and then the other, the son that we just received that message about him working a lot of overtime because, you know, a lot of the other employees were just simply afraid, you know, to come to work. So, yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Let's see. And here's one.
Just the shortage because of the fear and the illness is just a shortage. You know, you have a friend of mine who a husband passed away, had, I can't think of it now, the people who come in and help you, and they didn't receive much help because of the shortage. So, you know, I think then things like that help to remind us to be more mindful of protecting, doing what we can to follow the guidelines to help possibly stop the spread to prevent some of this shortage.
Absolutely. And again, you all, if you are just joining us, where are you there? But no worries, listen, you'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety since all of the shows are archived. So listen, it's not too late. We're probably going to be closing down soon here. But you can join us if you like, 516-418-5894, or send us a message to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Just checking right now for other messages. Okay, so here's one. Miss Donna, thanks for this show. My husband is a fireman, and he has had to continue working during COVID. Thank God he has remained safe. I thank him so much. His name is John Tennyson in Jacksonville, Florida. And Tracy has thanked you. Oh, you're so welcome, and certainly thank John for what he does. Absolutely, John Tinson in Jacksonville. So, and what I'm going to suggest is the next time you interface with some of the workers, the essential workers that were speaking about and we're honoring this evening, it would be great for you to just tell them thank you. Thank you for continuing to work. If they're delivering you groceries, thank you so much for the delivery. You know, we really appreciate it, especially if, you know, it's real nice and accurate. I know my brother and his wife, they talk highly of a delivery lady that delivers groceries for them, and they mm-hmm. said she's just wonderful. She's just a delight to see and just always excited. And so yeah, it's important. It just makes me think, even if you take Uber, you know, thank them for driving, you know, just whatever you're doing. And we certainly thank you know, those who are shouting out, you know, these people, because we really do appreciate them, and we really need to have a, had we not really thought about it, and try to do the show to make us conscious and aware of things, to go ahead and just say thank you for what you're doing. I know I've been in the supermarket before, and especially during the height of the pandemic, you know, looking yes. at what, March, April, May, and I would just, as I'm checking out, I would just say thank you so much for working. And, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, some people were, you know, complaining because they had to stand in line for such a long time. But what the issue was, there wasn't very many people that were working. And so exactly. that resulted in, you know, what looked like was poor service, which actually was not poor service. You know, it was just, they just didn't have enough people. Now, I can't, you know, I would be remiss without mentioning the Postal Service. And, well, personally, the last few months I haven't had really good experience. The top-notch experience has not been there with some postal deliveries and things like this. It's been a real challenge. And I did, you know, submit that message to them. And actually, you know, one of the responses were, it's pretty much like that everywhere. And I was thinking, well, I mean, okay, if you say so. But they're talking about, you know, they just don't have enough people that are working mm-hmm. for the postal system. Now, I don't know about all the intricacies of the, you know, human resources or anything like that, but I do know that the times that I have gone to the post office, one post office in particular, it's our main post office, I mean, it looks like, you know, a couple years ago when you were standing in line waiting for the after Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving sale, Black Friday, I think. And I'm thinking, wow, are they giving something away in here or what? But just so many people, so many people. And, but, you know, I do thank those, and we're appreciative of those who do deliver the mail when you get it. But they are on the front line. I recall about 2 months ago, it was a female postal worker, and she was delivering mail very late. And so I walked out to the box, and I said, well, you know, be careful, you know, because it was dark. And mm-hmm. she said, well, I'm more concerned about catching COVID than being careful about it being dark. I said, okay, oh, wow. All right. Well, I pray that you stay good and you stay safe and you stay well. And so, you know, we may not think about them because they're, you know, in their mail truck or whatever, but, you know, they're they're just as concerned, of course, as well, and they're just as at risk, and there certainly are really essential workers as well. And,
yes.
And so I do thank them as well and shout them out. So, and I'm just thinking, let's not forget the contractors that are working. You know, you have your heating and air conditioned people. I know John is still working, and you know, especially when you have to go into someone's home, you're at risk. You don't know what you're walking into as well. You don't know if there's anyone sick in there. Even though I noticed that a lot of times they will have a recording playing stating that if there's anyone that's been sick within the last 2 weeks, or you know, they go through that, and then you know, we would prefer to reschedule the appointment. But we can't forget about our contractors that are out working as well. Because, I mean, for example, my hot water tank went out. Well, I don't want to wait until COVID is over, because who knows
yeah,
when that's going
when
to happen, you know, right before I have it repaired. So I'm planning to have it repaired hopefully tomorrow. I'm waiting on my third quote. I like to get 3 different quotes and go with the best one that I feel with. So therefore, yeah, when they're coming in, that, I mean, you don't know, but I say thank you so much, you know, for working, because these are essential needs that we, you know, that we have. So, you know, I thank them. And I don't know, Elaine, if you can think of any more. I think we may have pretty much covered the gamut. But, you know, if there is a business or an industry, if you will, that we have not mentioned, I just want to say we thank you all as well for what you do. And we certainly, on behalf of, you know, everybody, in case you don't hear thank you enough, I'm going to thank you for what you do. And do you have any last comments, Elaine, that you would like to share?
Yeah, I was just thinking about, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, I went to a seminar with healthcare providers. And one of the things that they said in the meeting that I took away with me is that they see patients, you know, they may be ill for a long time or surgery or what have you, and then they never see them again. And what they'd like, what would was important to them is that they got a thank you. And you think of if you have surgery or, you know, a knee surgery, now it's a day surgery, and you never see that patient again. And in the meantime, you were, you know, after sleeping, you didn't say thank you. But if you go back for a checkup, I think it's important to say thank you to them, because it's kind of like it's just a conveyor belt to just go through and go through. And they are essential too, even though it's not a pandemic, that if it's not one, you need to say thank you to them as well. That thank you, I think we need to continue after the pandemic.
Absolutely. That is an excellent point. And I always say that thank you are 2 small words that pack such a powerful meaning. And
yes,
oftentimes we don't offer those words enough. I think I wrote an article 1 year that was titled, you know, do you say thankful or do you say thank you enough? And, you know, oftentimes when we're so busy and we're, you know, kind of thinking more of ourselves and what we need to get done or so on and so forth, that sometimes we forget, and we need to certainly do that. We have to say thank you. I know that when I am provided with good service, which usually is a little more rare, that I make sure I reach out and I tell them thank you. Thank you for such wonderful customer service. And I will complete they generally have a survey, and I will complete that. I've even asked for the manager of the store when I was there, and I would just say, listen, I know you probably, when you're called, you're probably thinking it's a complaint because we have the tendency to complain more than we do to give others praise when it's, you know, due to them. And so, of course, you know, that's what he thought. I said, but I just wanted to tell you about the one employee that just had impeccable customer service. And I just thought they went beyond, you know, the call of duty to be kind and to be courteous and to go with me, not to point out where the item truly walked me over there and say, listen, let me just go take you to it. And so that makes a huge difference. And so I thank them for that. And I certainly shared that with the store manager. And so it's great to do that. Because, you know, it just makes them feel good about what they're doing. And everyone likes to be complimented. I mean, let's just face it. You know, when you're complimented, you know, you kind of stand up a little taller. You know, you might smile a little more. But it's just a matter of it's very important for us to do that, to, you know, give praise. I mean, if you did a great job. Now, if you didn't do a good job, you usually want to, well, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so you want to be diplomatic and just kind of let them know. And sometimes, you know, we have to give people the benefit of the doubt. They may not be feeling well, but, you know, they're going through things. So we have to be understanding at that point as well. But for the most part, we certainly do. When we receive good service or someone is nice and kind, and like you were saying, I don't think probably a lot of people have actually, you know, sent a message back to the doctor or sent them a thank you card. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I did that years ago, several years ago. I did that. I actually sent my doctor a card. And this was one of the doctors. She was just amazing in her bedside manner. Mm-hmm. She never seemed rushed. If you had a question, she stopped and answer the question, and then she wanted to know, you know, she kind of used that mirror back approach to make sure that you understood what she said and how she explained it. And so one year I did, I wrote a thank you note back to her and just, you know, telling her thank you so much for, you know, always taking the time, never seeming, you know, to be rushed. Because we know that they pretty much, for the most part, for most appointments, they work on about a 15-minute schedule. And, you know, that's why you're scheduled 8:15 or 8:45. And they will usually tell you, they have a 15-minute block of time unless they're doing something a little more detailed, like a physical or something like that. So that's a great reminder for me. And it's probably just a great suggestion for many of our listeners. So that's a really good idea for us to do that because, again, everyone loves to be appreciated. And one thing that is, it costs nothing, but it means so much, and that's just to tell someone thank you or to send a thank you card. I'm real big on thank you cards. This is me. But anyway, but listeners, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's been a wonderful conversation. We've been honoring essential workers and thanking them for what they do to work to continue to allow in our states and our country to continue to operate and to function. And I certainly thank our caller that called in live, and she called in to thank some of the essential workers and those of you who sent us messages. We certainly do appreciate that as well. And Elaine, thank you so much for for co-hosting this evening. Certainly do appreciate that. Everyone, we appreciate your support. You're continuing to share our show links and share our show with others, and we certainly do appreciate that. We are glad that you are part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. Listen, continue. Thank you. Continue to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. And always, I'd like to remind you to never tire of loyalty and kindness. And that's something we were talking about. This is pretty much the show was centered around kindness and just being grateful or showing gratitude to those who continue to serve. Okay, so certainly never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That, of course, if you listen to me more than once, you know that's one of my favorite proverbs, and that's Proverbs 3:3. And I'm going to certainly extend this to you. Please make sure that you initiate some form of kindness this week. It'd be great to do something once a day, even if it, you say, well, look, I'm not getting out. The pandemic is going on. Okay, call somebody. Say hello. Tell them something nice. Tell them thank you or something. Okay, so I am going to implore you to do that this week. Next Sunday, February, in fact, starts our Black History Celebration. So we're going to certainly invite you back next week. We're going to kick off our Black History show, so we certainly do want you to join us, okay? Once again, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. Want you to continue to stay safe. Continue to stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And good night. God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.